here from alone and poor and listless ground. The passion of the first ascent began. A woman in a pale, lustrous robe, the mother of the seven souls, bore the seven stabs that pierced her bleeding heart. In soft, sweet, training words, slowly she spoke. Savitri, I am thy secret soul. To share the suffering of the world, I came. I draw my children's pangs into my breath. I am the hope that looks towards my God. My God, who never came to me till now. His voice I hear that ever says, I come. I know that one day he shall come at last. she ceased, and like an echo from below, answering her passive of divine complaint, a voice of wrath took up the doorway. I am the man of sorrow. I am he who is nailed on the white cross of the universe. To enjoy my agony, God built the earth. My passion he has made his Dharma steed. I am the doer of demoniac deeds. I was made for evil. Evil is my lot. What nature made me, that I must remain.
Thank you.
obviously heard the voice. The echo heard. And turning to her being of pity, spoke, Madonna of suffering, Mother of grief divine, thou art the portion of my soul, put forth to bear the unbearable soul of the world. But thine is the power to solace, not to save. One day I will return, a bringer of strength, and make thee drink from the eternal cup. Spirit's upward route. A woman set in gold and purple sheaves, armed with the trident and the thunderbolt, her feet upon a couch of drowned beck. Thank you. I am thy secret soul. I am Durga, goddess of the proud and strong, and Lakshmi, queen of the fair and fortunate. I wear the face of Kali when I kill. I trample the corpses of the demon horde. I shall hear the silver swing of heaven's gate when the god comes out to meet the soul of the world.
विगलितचिकुरा खर्गमुण्डाभिराम कालीतारां महाविद्या षोडशी भुवनेश्वरी भैरवी छिन्नमस्ता च विद्या धूमावती तथा वगला सिद्ध्यविद्या च मातङ्गी कमलातिमिका एतां दश महाविद्याः
Oh, okay. spoke, and from the lower human world, an answer, a warped ego, met her speech. The voice rose up and smote some inner self. I am the heir of the forces of the earth. Slowly I make good my right to my estate. When earth is mastered, I shall conquer heaven. The gods shall be my aids, O Mirpal. No wish I harbor unfulfilled shall die. Omnipotence and omniscience shall be mine.
Thank you.
and Savitri, heard the voice, the warped eagle heard, and turning to her being of power, she spoke. Madonna of might, mother of works and thoughts, thou art a portion of my soul put forth. Thou hast given men strength, wisdom thou couldst not give. One day I will return, a bringer of light. Then I will give to thee the mirror of God. Thou shalt see self and world as by him they are seen, reflected in the bright pool of thy soul. ascending still, her spirits upward rose. She came into a high and happy space. Here, living center of that vision of peace, a woman sat in clear and crystal light. A low music heard became her floating voice. Oh, Savitri, I am thy secret soul. I have come down to the wounded, desolate earth to heal her pangs and lull her heart to rest. I shall save her if her consent to be saved.
Thank you.
spoke, and from the ignorant nether plain, a cry, a war-eagle, naked and shuddering, came. I am the mind of God's great ignorant world, ascending to knowledge by the steps he made. If God is at work, his secrets I have found, but still the cause of things is left in doubt. I know not, and perhaps shall never know. Human I am, human let me remain, till in the inconstant I fall dumb and sleep. and Savitri heard the voice. The wild dancer heard, and turning to her being of light, she spoke, Madonna of light, mother of joy and peace, thou art a portion of myself put forth to raise the spirit to its forgotten heights, and wake the soul by touches of the heavens. Even if thou rain down intuition's rays, the mind of man will sink its earth for all dreams. His hunger for the eternal thou must nurse, and bring God down into his body and life. One day I shall return his hand in mine, and thou shalt see the face of the Absolute.